Chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto Yahweh, and said, I pray thee, O Yahweh, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious El, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentance thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Yahweh, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said Yahweh, Doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And Yahweh Elohim prepared a gourd, and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow for him over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. But Elohim prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that Elohim prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die. And he said, It is better for me to die than to live. And Elohim said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said Yahweh, You had pity on the gourd for which you did not labor, neither did you make it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?